Ah, yes, Christmas. Almost time for Christmas, and yet there's still bullshit going around the Christmas tree. Today, we have a little special thing. So I was on Snapchat, and I was checking the little news stories that they like to say, like worldly news, like, you know, teen news, things like that, things that can inspire some teens. And I came across the most horrific, terrifying thing there is. And it's on Scene. Now this Scene. S-E-E-N. Segment 1, episode 3. Oh, so maybe those 3 I have to go back. He wants to prove that all bodies are beautiful. Well, before you decide to go and prove that all bodies are beautiful, let me just explain to you one thing. You're right, all bodies can be beautiful. If you're into people like Tess Holliday, and if you don't know who Tess Holliday is, please swipe up. I will send you a picture of what Tess Holliday looks like, the most fattest chick ever. And it's a disgusting fat, too. It's not like a little bit of chubby heel. It's like a legit fat. And before you go and say, you're body shaming, damn right I am. You know why I'm body shaming? Because not all bodies are healthy. Some health risks of being overweight is overweight and obesity are known to increase blood pressure, high blood pressure, strokes, high cholesterol. Problems linked to strokes, high blood sugar, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, chronic disease. I mean, it's just heart attacks. It just keeps going, and the list just keeps going and going and going and going and going. Stuff like that, and binge eating and binge drinking. We all learn about the overweight and why there's like a BMI index and people need to be in this index and why it's better to be in this index. But this little thing on Snapchat all ties in into the fat pride movement. And the reason I hate the fat pride movement, not because people have the right to be proud with to their bodies, but at some point, you really, if you were fat, and you know, you lived, you know, the life, you've partied, you've done all this, but one day you look in the mirror and you go, oh, so you lose, but you still don't want to lose weight. So then after that, months tell you, you know, oh, you want to have a baby. So then finally you lose weight because the doctor tells you you can't have a baby unless you lose weight. By the way, I think you can, I'm not sure. I'm not a doctor. So basically, what I think happens is you lose weight. You lose weight, you have the baby. Then you start to gain the baby pounds back. And you start to gain it all back because you get lazy, because you're eating, because it's stressed. And the next thing you know, your baby is in the bathtub and you can't get to the door because you're 307 fucking pounds. That is what can happen if you don't lose weight. And that's what the fat pride movement does, is it kind of ignores the facts, logic, and reasoning that is in, it ignores the facts, logic, and reasoning that is in, you know, obesity epidemics, and says it's okay to be 307 pounds and still be beautiful. No, it's not. No, it's not. And, you know, you're like, oh, well, all men have their preferences. Oh, yes, you're right. We do. We do. And I can pretty much guarantee right now that no man that I know would go for someone the size of Tess Holliday or the size of a bowling ball or someone who, if you threw up in the air and inflated, would take up the whole sun. No one wants someone that size. So basically, I want to try to rewind this and go back to this, because this is so interesting. So basically now,
and
yes, go back. Could you press yes?
As well as the spelling, we are all complex, and that's what we growing up, and just not, like, if not,
okay, we can stop here.
The Everyman Project is a body positivity initiative that encourages body diversity in the fashion industry. And
okay, body positivity. Or body diversity in the fashion industry. See, that's the thing. Well, there is diversity. With your family, and they're by themselves, gonna be like, go catch up with your family, that's fine. But some women would just be rude and nasty and be like, thank you so much. Without you, I would have stood here in the rain for hours on hours without you being a gentleman and opening the door for me like we should be doing. I mean, we're supposed to let ladies go first. Is that toxic masculinity? We're supposed to open the doors for ladies. Is that toxic masculinity? We're supposed to do the heavy lifting. Is that toxic masculinity? I mean, I don't really think that is. That's man's role. That's kind of why we have the Boy Scouts, to kind of shape them into that. You know, that's why we have Boy Scouts. That's why there are some dads that did hunting. That's why there's some dad sons that do hunting. That's why there's some women that do hunting, because their dads taught them and now they're teaching their kids. No, yes, I found it. Thank the Lord.
Being a man means being strong. Being strong in that sense means being stoic, means being emotionless. And that,
yes, because if your wife just went through, you know, if her parents just died, you know, would you rather have someone who would be bawling their eyes out, or someone who could be that strong emotional support? If, let's say, someone has cancer, like your mom has cancer, someone has cancer, and you know, you're like, oh my God, all your friends are reacting, but you have that one guy that feels bad for you, but is that strong oomph that you need, like that person who, like, will give you who decided to bodybuild, who decided to keep their bodies healthy. And I'm not sure if these men are, like, doing bodybuilding to be strong, or if they're just doing bodybuilding. I think it was, like, a tournament, because they were, like, flexing in all these different angles, and women were measuring their biceps and their trunk. So I think it was more of, like, a, here, look at my muscle thing. But I hate to break it to you, but if that's a muscle workout show, like a big lug convention, you know, big workout convention, okay. But if that's just for, like, male models, I wonder what male models are for. Gay people. Oh, and women. That's right. They kind of want men to be like that. And we want women to be like that. So it's kind of like we're kind of confronting each other. Oh, God. It's even worse than I thought. It's even worse than I thought. Oh. Please load. I really, really, really want to watch the end of this.
And just not feeling like desirable, honestly, because we have these images that are projected upon us, things that we're supposed to conform to. Like, I really felt truly like an outcast. And
did you feel like an outcast because you're gay? Or did you feel like an outcast because you're wearing a briefly going to touch on toxic masculinity, and I know that this is long, but here's a Prague You video. I'll put the link up if you just ask for it, and basically it says, make men masculine again.
Rape, murder, war. They all have one thing in common. Men. Aggression, violence, ambition unchecked by conscience, all the stuff of toxic masculinity, right? And the solution is obvious. Make men less toxic. Make men less masculine. Make men more like women. But I'm here to tell you that that way of thinking is not only wrong, it's dangerous. Here's why. When you try to make men more like women, you don't get less toxic masculinity. You get more.
Now that's a fascinating logic, because you will... If you can hear that, I decided to play a little Christmas music in the background, since it is Christmas time. But that's a fascinating logic, the one that I actually don't have an answer for. Let's keep watching.
Why? Because bad men don't become good when they stop being men. They become good when they stop being bad. Aggression, violence, and unbridled ambition can't be eliminated from the male psyche. They can only be harnessed. And when they are harnessed, they are tools for good. Not for harm. The same masculine traits that bring destruction also defeat tyranny. The traits that foster...
That's a good one. So the same masculinity that was in Vietnam that caused what it was called, baby killers, is the same masculinity that almost did defeat the Vietnamese. Or the same masculinity that your sons went off to solve in the Marines when 9/11 happened is the same masculinity that decided to kill Osama bin Laden. So maybe masculinity is good.
Greed also builds economies. The traits that drive men to take foolish risks also drive men to take heroic risks. The answer to toxic masculinity isn't less masculinity. It's better masculinity. And we know what that looks like. It's a young man opening the door for a girl on their first date. It's a father working long hours to provide for his family. It's a soldier risking his life to defend his country.
Huh. All traits that... What's that? Oh, I can't think about it. Oh, what is it? Oh, men should have. This is Kane Lilac on the Offensive. Please share this. Listen to it. Applaud it. Do whatever you need to. But this, in the end, it is men. It is men that drives people. It is men that drive society. And it's kind of funny because people think of feminism. But then people don't know that feminism, it kind of does branch out into all these little, things. Like it branches out into fat, pride, and LGBT, and it branches out. LGBT is its own thing, actually. But it does, anything involving women accepting themselves, or anybody accepting themselves, or men, has to fall under the big umbrella, the cancel, feminism. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Kane Lilac with On the Offensive, and I hope you listen. Please, listen, share, spread this around, and I wish you a Merry Christmas. It's not Christmas yet, but not going to do an episode on Christmas. Going to keep doing episodes all this week leading up to Christmas. So, how many weeks do we have? Oh, I don't even know. I guess it's time to crack out the beer and see how many I have left before Christmas.